I'd like to approach the question of refusal, the topic of refusal, if you will, by focusing in particular on the figure of the artist. Now, if we were to approach it historically, we might turn towards the first and founding Futurist Manifesto of 1914 by F.T. Marinetti. In this manifesto, Marinetti famously imagines an incendiary future for the museums of his time. Questioning social norms and values, he imagines a non-museological future, or at least a future that would radically refuse the museum as it was known at that time. I'm particularly interested not so much in that kind of conception of refusal, that extreme act of almost aggressive act of antagonism, but rather in kind of another shift in a way that takes place in the concept of refusal that I would date to the post-1945 era, and in particular to the avant-garde cultures and conceptual kind of work of the 60s and 70s. Here, I think what begins to emerge is less an act of refusal and more a process of refusal, less a singular moment that one negotiates one way or the other, but rather an ongoing commitment to refuse a certain conception of lifestyle, a certain conception of economic and social and cultural and political values. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is that I'm interested in the 60s and the 70s and especially in the present in the way that refusal has been radically redefined. And I'd like to think that that redefinition is not so much one that takes place in a singular temporal moment, but rather that it is extended with a temporal duration. Here, the artistic act, the artistic kind of life itself becomes a form of ongoing negotiation, of ongoing refusals, but here it's a partial conception of refusal. The art here has become a different kind of art, not so much an art of objecthood, but rather an art of the social, of building social relationships, of negotiating one's social values and existence together with others, in collaboration with others. So there's also a refusal here, in a way, of the romantic conception of authorship, right? Of that notion that one authors alone or in privacy. Here, I think, in a way, we are refusing, in a radical way, that individual and romantic conception of creation, of creativity. I also want to talk about institutional acts of refusal. What I've seen emerge over the last years is a particular conception of institutionality, one that refuses very explicitly a certain responsiveness, let's say, to social and civic and political kind of issues. Right? There's also a refusal that's been taking place, I think, in the institutional landscape, particularly here in the United States, not just to the social, not just to a civic responsiveness, a civic engagement, let's say, but in particular to the artist. And what I would like to imagine is kind of another scenario, a scenario where the institution is not refusing the artist project, in a way reducing the artist project to one of limited temporal duration, one that the institution engages only for the duration that it's on display, but rather kind of another modality of engagement with the work of the artist and with the life of the artist in contemporary society. One where the institution seeks not just to present the work of an artist, but to actively learn from that artist's work, to actively reflect on what that work embodies, the principles that it upholds, that it seeks to uphold. So I guess what I'm imagining here is not so much an institutional refusal of the civic, or even of the artist, but rather an altogether different understanding of what an institution could or can be. Here, an institution could be thought of as being in a perpetual process of becoming, a process of perpetual transformation. Here, the institution would not be so much a static or fixed entity, but rather one that is perpetually undergoing change and adaptation, that's changing along with society rather than in spite of society. Here, institutions would be seen as agile, as flexible, and again, as being in a continual conversation with others, but also fundamentally with themselves. Theodore Adorno once wrote about how there is, in a way today, a dialectic or a tension between creativity, the cultural kind of sector, let's say, and administration. And he spoke about the challenge today being to think about creativity and culture at the same time that we think about administration, maybe what we often dismissively call the bureaucratic. So I want to propose that, in a way, institutions move away from refusing the cultural, refusing the creative, rather think about how the cultural and the creative can inhabit organizational dynamics and institutionality itself. I want to make one other closing comment, and that is that institutions today often refuse the notion of being accountable, the notion of having values and principles that might be legibly stated, that they might be held accountable to. So what I want to imagine, what I want to propose here, is that we rethink altogether the institutional act of refusal, and that we think about an institution, we imagine an institution, that would hold oneself accountable to particular principles and ideas and values, but that would also disclose those principles and values to its publics, and in so doing, in a way, redefine radically what an institution could or can be.